12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
That is to have that kind of song sung by our young people. Amen. They need to know that it is well with their soul. And it can't all be boom, ba, ba, boom, 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 all of that. That's good. But that ain't going to hold you when you're going through some stuff. It is well with my soul. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leticia and young people. Give the Lord a hand of praise with you. Come on, will you give God some praise? Come on here. Amen, amen. Sit down. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just grateful to God that we have the ability to minister to and through our young people we've set aside on this Youth Day. And as that song was being ministered, and I looked around the crowd and the audience, and I could see how few folk could connect with that song. And all of them weren't young people. And I don't want us to ever forget the songs that are word-based and that has brought us from where we were to where we are. I don't want our young people not to be connected with the songs that take root in the spirit and in the soul. And I can promise you, when you're going through some things, it's just good to know that you've got word-based songs and spiritual songs and songs that have carried those, our forefathers, from, again, where they were to where we are. And I was just sitting out thinking I was blessed to be called in the ministry at a young age. And I grew up in an older church. I wasn't but a few young people when I was coming up in church, like talking about. And I heard our babies sing, and they did a beautiful job, reminding me when I was in the choir doing a duet, I forgot my part. And I don't know if the person that was doing the duet with me wanted to make me mess up, but they gave me the wrong part to sing. And then when they gave me the wrong part to sing, I made up in my mind then, either I wasn't doing no more duets, or I would make sure I know my part to do my part right. But at the end, they switched the parts up because I knew the whole song and they didn't know their lines. So they gave me their lines and then I forgot their lines. But that's all good. But you know, it has a way of just coming out later. And then I went on and resung the whole song later by myself. And, they would break out with songs like, "What is this that I feel deep down inside? What is this that keeps setting my soul on fire every year?" Come on, if y'all know it, help me. "Church, it won't let me hold my peace. Won't let me hold my peace. Oh,
just say it again. What is this? Young folks say I'm acting strange. What is this? Makes me want to run on in Jesus' name. But ever it is, oh my Lord, it won't let me. Oh, my peace. That's right, help us understand. Oh, you know it makes me love my enemies. Love all my enemies. Tell you it won't let me be ashamed to tell this whole world I've been born again. What is this? Been wanna run on anyhow, whatever it is. Church, it won't let me. Oh, my peace. Yeah, give the Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise. Then they break out with those old little fast trouble in my way. I got to cry sometime. So much trouble, love. Cry sometime. Listen, I lay awake at night. Ah, but that's all. Talking about Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? How do I? Listen. Stepped in the furnace a long time ago. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Listen. I tell you they weren't worried. And this I know. I heard them say Jesus. Jesus, 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 he will fix it. Jesus, 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 he will fix it. Fix it for me, Jesus, fix it for me, fix it for me. He's always on time. Trust in the master. You fix it every time. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love Jesus. Call on Jesus, 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 won't you help me call Jesus?
precious to tell for business. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me since I lay. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, my Lord, I'm gonna tell. They would break out with another old song and say, oh, listen, this old building keeps on leaning. Come on here, sir. I've got to move to a better home. Oh, Lord, this old building, thank you, Lord, keeps on. Walk across like Sister Thomas and say, these old footsteps getting shorter. Whoa. I've got to move to a better. Whoa. Oh, Lord. These old footsteps are getting shorter. Somebody would then just look up and say, by the grace, call him the old Dr. Watts, of the Lord, I've come a long way. Y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God spoke to old death, and he made death behave. That's why I can say this morning, by the grace. I've come a long, 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 long way. See, I knew I'd lose some of y'all right now because that ain't had no beat. I say, if you're talking about Jesus, get your Bibles and stand on your feet, those of you who are not standing. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, now as we turn our attention to your word, speak to our hearts, God. Minister through the text and the Holy Ghost as only you can. Give us understanding, illumination.
Then as you reveal the principles, let us practice them for profit and give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. The people of God said amen. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to 1 John, the epistle of 1 John, chapter 1. First John, chapter 1. I want to commence reading, at verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10 says this, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to speak from the subject, so you say you're saved. Can anyone tell? So you say you are saved. Can anyone tell? The Epistle of John was written to Christian people. We accept Christ as our Savior. We are made new according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. However, we must stay in Christ in order for us to have the full benefits of salvation. Salvation is not the end of our experience with the Lord Jesus. It is the beginning of our experience with the Lord Jesus. These verses we've experienced, you're hearing, share three things that I'd like us to enlarge upon. It deals with the conversion, the cleansing, and the control. When you are saved, first of all, it has to do with a conversion that takes place in your life's experience. You've got to meet Jesus, accept Jesus as your Savior before you can ever become converted. There are many people who are saved and not yet fully converted. There are saints still operating with sinners' problems. There are those who have called on the name of the Lord for salvation but have not left or relinquished the life that they knew before they called on it. And so one of the things that I think is important for us to understand is that when we become saved, there must be a conversion. We must be converted from the old man, old way, old lifestyle, to the new man, Adam, and the new lifestyle, and those things now that pertain to God and godliness. The conversion is the part that we must understand as John is writing this letter to believers, to converts, even to babes in Christ, as he calls them in the endearing term of children. He's talking about those who are children of the Most High God. Now, in order to even begin to grasp this and to receive this, you must have already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as John deals with this text, because he's still dealing with the believers today as he did in his day. And you start off in verses 1 through 5, and it sets up the place that the message that they have or that he has received that message, and he's delivering that message. And all of it is based upon God the Father and God the Son and what they've done to bring us into a right relationship and fellowship with them both. And then he deals with how the converted folk ought to act with other converted folk.
In other words, how church folk ought to treat church folk.
That's right. Amen.
How believers ought to act with believers. Amen. Now, here is what's clear about this word. When we begin to look at these verses, there are some things in each verse that I'd like to alliterate the text in the letter L and just look at, because in verse 6, he's dealing with the living. Look at what he's saying. The living, the lifestyle, all of that. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him. Now again, these are the converted folk who are supposed to be living for the Lord now. It says, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not. In other words, we don't live the truth.
Amen.
The truth may be in our heads, but it's not coming out in our lives.
Amen.
We may know the truth because we know the word. We can quote the word. We can read and study the word. We can hear the word. We can amen to the word. But if we're not living the word, then the problem is that the word has not had its full penetration and be a part of the full conversion of our lives. The word is not complete until it is heard and heeded. In other words, when you hear what's right to do and still don't do what's right to do, the word has not had its complete work in you. The word is designed to help our living improve. So it's dealing with living for Christ. It's dealing with being examples of Christ. It's dealing with having been converted and transformed by Christ. It's having to understand that the fellowship we have with him ought to be reflective in the fellowship we have with one another.
Amen.
See, in other words, if you're holding on to Christ's hands, then by the same reality, we ought to be holding on to one another's hand in the same spirit of fellowship. In other words, we don't treat him right and then treat you bad. We don't love him and then hate you. This word is so clear. How can you say you love God whom you've never seen and hate your brother whom you see daily? God says, something's wrong with that picture.
Right.
Now, he's talking about brothers and sisters of the faith, converted folk.
Yes.
Now, I know you might not believe this, but in some churches, not in Greater King David, you got some Christian folk who don't even talk to one another.
Yes.
You got some Christian folk who hold grudges and have held them so long, they don't even remember why they held a grudge. What they miss is they're going to hell from the church house, because the Father said, if you don't forgive others of their sins and shortcomings and mistakes and mess ups, God our Father will not forgive you. So if he won't forgive you, where you think you're going? Hell should be on your passport, because you ain't going to heaven like that. God don't want you around him. You got folk in the church who won't even speak to one another. It ain't here at Greater King David, but it's in some churches. You got some folk at offering time be shoo-shooing about other brothers and sisters walking around at offering, talking about putting down, misusing the... Y'all getting quiet. You gonna make me think it's happening here. You got folk in the church who is misusing and abusing brothers and sisters of the faith, undermining, backstabbing, treating one another as if none of us are saved in the church. He's dealing with Christian people. This letter is to believers. Now look again at what he says. I want you to see this, verse 6. He says, and this is important again for you to know, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, he wants us to know he knows we lie. Listen, and do not exemplify, do not exert, do not show the truth. So he's dealing with living. There are four things that we need to live above sin and to make it a part of our lifestyles as it relates to this word when he says we do not the truth. What are those four things? One, we have to have a denial, denying of self. We have to deny ourselves. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him take up his cross and deny himself. See, one of the problems is, in order to live above sin and to live in the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, is learning how to deny self. Problem is, we want everything for ourselves and nothing for our brothers and sisters. See, if you can never get self under control, your thoughts under control, your attitude under control, your actions under control, your activities under control, then you will recognize then you can be concerned about other folk. But as long as self is the first motivating force behind everything you say and or do, you'll never deny yourself. But then something else is important that you must do to live above sin. You must be dedicated. Dedication is a part of living the truth. It's important. Romans 12, 1 and 2 makes it clear. Your body's got to be a living sacrifice. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have got to be dedicated to the Word of God and living it through your human body. Another one is devotion. If we love Christ, we will keep His commandments, Jesus said. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You've got to be devoted to Him. You can like Him and not keep His commandments. But you can't love Him and not keep His commandments. Because if you love Him, that means you put Him above you. And you're devoted to Him. Listen again, the next thing is, you've got to be determined. You have to have determination. Because the enemy will try you, the enemy will test you. And you've got to be like Daniel. You've got to be determined that you're going to live for the Lord, represent the Lord, stand up for the Lord, be counted for the Lord. It takes determination to live above sin, because every day, in every way, the enemy is trying, tempting us to do what he wants us to do rather than what God wants us to do. So verse 6 talks about living, but verse 7 talks about the light. And in the light, there are three things that we need and we see in this verse, and that's communion, company, and cleansing. Look at it in verse 7. For it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The only reason why we don't have fellowship with one another is because one of us are walking in light and the other is walking in darkness. And light and darkness don't have fellowship together. Light will put out the dark. Light will put out the darkness. And if light puts out the darkness, they can't have no fellowship. But if the light gets weak, darkness will overshadow it. And so here again, they can't have fellowship. So there is no fellowship with righteousness and unrighteousness. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Agreed. There ought not be schisms, separation, divisions, cliques in the church. We ought to be all walking the same walk, talking the same talk, living the same life, loving the same love, and being our brother's keeper. But that's not all the way it is. And when you get some folk who got their own ideologies, got their own way of doing things, forget about how God has structured it in the Word. You know, they think this is the way it ought to be. They have no respect for order. They have no respect for the Word of God. They have no respect for the people God has put in place for authority. And they think God's going to bless that mess. Some who don't want to honor the Word of God, the will of God, the way of God, decide they're going to go somewhere else and do it, and yet what they do is bring their mess to wherever they go. That's why I always say, be prayerful that God has led you to this ministry. Because if He's led you to this ministry, He's led you to be submissive to this minister in this ministry. God doesn't give the vision to nobody in this ministry but the John E. Montgomery II. He has not given, read your word, find it. Any Bible scholars who know, any teacher tell you, that's how God operates. Why? Because He don't want confusion. If He gives me a vision, gives you a vision, gives them a vision, then whose vision is going to be the vision that comes to pass? He gives visionaries, and then he gives visionary supporters. Y'all catch that on your way home. See, every vision needs a supporting role.